A lot of artists will tell you an inner voice propels them to create. The Asheville playwright Jamie Knox says for her, it's often a voice that isn't her own.
I connect on a different level to people that have come before, stories that never got to be told. You know, I'll have something come and sit on my shoulder and kind of tap at me, you know, and it's like, write this play, it's called this. And I'm like, I'm not qualified to write that play. I don't know the experience of Arminian men or whatever the thing is, you know, I just don't know. But spiritually and creatively, the practical Jamie Knox shuts down and something else takes over.
Knox is on stage at the Magnetic Theater rehearsing with George Awad, her co-writer and co-star in a small rom-com of sorts called The Shorthand Job.
You talk about us with your co-worker? Where? At the goddamn water cooler? About bringing her into our marriage?
By the Keurig, actually, but yeah.
Other than the Magnetic, theater companies in this region rarely offer up slots for new work by local playwrights. But Knox is a busy playwright by any metric. Over the past 3 years, she's had productions, commissions, or staged readings of 7 works on varied stages. The Magnetic is premiering another Knox play in September. The Shorthand Job is her first comedy.
My dramatic work always has comedy in it. Comedy naturally flows in the dialogue, but not set up insert joke here comedy like we're writing right now.
Knox doesn't recall a very humored upbringing. She was 11 when her mother died of cancer, and as she dealt with fertility issues early in her marriage, she said she was aware of being both motherless and childless. Knox grew up in Beaumont, Texas, feeling like an outsider and dreaming of movie stardom. She had early success in professional theater, left college after 2 years, and moved to Los Angeles. But she retreated from the competition and the sense she didn't bring anything special as an actress.
Then I started doing a lot of yoga and my desires changed and I realized that, you know, being a movie star wasn't going to bring my mom back.
Knox turned down an offer from a Shakespearean company in the UK and returned to Texas to attend 2 schools, one that would lead to teaching theater, the other to teaching yoga. After she and her husband moved to Asheville in 2016, Knox opened a yoga studio and found roles with several theater companies.
I was also infertile and going through fertility things. And so spiritually, it was a really creative time for me because my body wasn't able to create. You know, I use that energy in a different way.
Her entry into playwriting began with a voice giving her a single word, faster. In 2019, the Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective premiered the play that mushroomed from that, titled The Education of Ted Harris, which explores issues around intimacy and consent.
As a writer, you're supposed to have a beginning, middle, and end all planned out. You know, you do this outline, you do this storyboard, and it's absolutely not what happened with Ted Harris. I mean, it was just inside me needing to come out.
Knox said the allure and effects of secrets thread much of her playwriting. Her new play at the Magnetic is her first she's also starring in.
Omar, I am on my way to meeting my estranged biological father for the first time in forever over coffee and scones at Pearl's, and I am just
Whoa, you're meeting him at Pearl's? No. You should go to Grinders Keepers. Best scones.
It's on the other side of town. Also, no one meets their estranged biological father for the first time in forever at a place with the word grinders in it.
Good scones, though.
My character has been abandoned in her early life, and she struggles with infertility and struggles with being heard. And those 3 things are at the core of who I am.
As with her first play, Knox can point to specific yet mysterious images or phrases that compelled her to write other plays. One such calling led her to write a country music play she said will feature local musicians. And after the birth of her daughter, Knox said a recurring vision of a woman in a flowing dress led her to write that woman's story into a play, putting an end to Knox's postpartum depression. She said lately, other voices are telling her to write the story of 2 gay black men.
I don't know what to do with it. You know, I don't want to be just another white person writing about a person of color's experience. It may just be that it becomes a play about something else entirely.
The next Knox play, Beautiful Cages, premieres at the Magnetic Theater in September. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.